Information should not have to be paid for. Information about life should not have to charge a human being to have something that's already here for it to obtain. Bill Clinton was our president a long time ago, and during his office run, he got some head by the Kowinski. I bring that up to tell you that in order to live the American dream, you must be asleep to live it. Because if you have a civilization and a population full of critical thinkers, there's a top 1% of the world that wouldn't get 20% of United States wealth handed to them. I repeat, if you had a population of critical thinkers, there wouldn't be 1% of the world who has 20% of the economy needs money handed to them. I do personally believe that if you are a rich American, you shouldn't have 50 rooms if there's people in this world that have none. You say, oh, well, the people of the world who drive the nice cars, who ride in the airplanes, who dive off the yachts, they deserve it. Well, guess what? They owe too. How do you have a group of people who don't have nothing and owe, but people who have it and don't owe nothing? Neither, excuse my language. Because it's one of those times where I see why the truth is hidden, to protect a certain group who don't want the rest of the world to be quote unquote like them. There's a group of 1%ers, 5%ers, 10%ers, 20%. The most inhumane crime that was placed upon the United States people before they were even given a title was the transatlantic slave trade. That's a long, listen, millions, the Holocaust didn't do it. I'm only bringing this up to show you that whatever dream, whatever we was told, was only told to cover up a bigger truth. I try to not hold people accountable for what they don't know. But for those who do know, welcome to Esoteric Talk. Talk about, or just bring to the next segment, do people in this world of today's generation, whether they was born last generation or not, you finna see me ask just a group of people, all cultured, different cultures,
Do they believe in God and why? You feel me? The concept of, the belief of, what is their interpretation of it? Because to Dr. Phil Valentine, shout out, he gave me an idea or a perception to look at that we describe God to the detail of the word it. You know, it, the word it is the closest concept that you can grasp around to describe this thing we're living in and the concept of God, perception wise. Because when you go outside and you say it's raining outside, it's cold outside, it's hot outside, the outside, what is that it? What is the point of saying it? What is it? With that being said, we're finna describe it. The word it, I-T, which also, if you break it down into a term with the two letters, information technology, but we ain't gonna go there. It is a used to refer to a thing previously mentioned or easily identified. Used to identify a person. Or so, that was two definitions. We finna go into the meaning of one. Used to refer to a thing previously mentioned or easily identified. Or easily identified. A room with two beds in it. A room with the two beds in it. Room is the it. So, something that is easily identified. When we say it's cold outside, it's cold outside. What is it? What is outside? What is describing that? You feel me? So that is why I'm finna go ask these serious questions amongst certain people. You know what I'm saying? Just a small group. Nothing big. Just to bring some ideas to today's show, because this is Esoteric Talk. New music. What's up, Hustler? J-Ron. What's up, Hustler? Yeah. I cannot trust somebody when I don't even trust myself. She tried to knock me off my pivot, baby girl, I won't change it up. Been through that all the years, and I'm too solid to change for her. See, I've been holding back these tears, and they say crying won't make them budge. So I ain't going back, I feel that if I die, I can't make it up. Energy, I can't see it, but I can feel it. That's all up energy. I remember I couldn't whip it. They tried to sit this team. Lower charge, nigga, you killed them. I hope I get to see him. That'll be the end of that mission. Hey, Dre, they sent them free. I just hope you stay out of prison. Man, remember we selling dope about that little building. We all have him a creep. Before you know it, I was a criminal. Grinding in the streets. I just hope them niggas remember. I've been grinding all my life, and you could peep a hellish path. I kept trying through them fights, pushing for things I never had. She acting like the shit I write, but really think propeller crash. Some nigga dialing her at night, cause she be giving them attention. She tried to knock me out my pivot, baby girl, I won't change it up. I've been through that all them years, and I'm too solid to change for her. See, I've been holding back these tears, and they say crying won't make them budge. So I ain't going back, I feel that if I die, I can't make it up. I'm in the gym, I'm lifting weights, my self-conscious be at me. I'm trying to penetrate her waist, but she calling me daddy. Went to Michigan, I stay, I can't lie, I've been that. I'm talking about that south place where I cried in the trap. That's first district, third district. I was minding my ass. I learned different. Hurt niggas out here lying for cash. She burn niggas. Hurt women. Ain't the type I should grasp. But all I know is hurt bitches. Get your time in the ass. She tried to knock me out my pivot, baby girl. I won't change it up. Been through that all them years, and I'm too solid to change for her. See, I've been holding back these tears, and they say crying won't make them budge. So I ain't going back. I feel that if I die, I can't make it up.
Voiceofhustle.com. Tune in. Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons equals 12 carbon. 12 carbon is
not the actual neuromelanin that we here on Earth hold, or should I say that the natural melanin that Earth created. We're going to talk about the soot of the space, the things that the church would say or deem as evil, because it is evil to live backwards. I mean, I need y'all to grasp it. It is evil, E-V-I-L, to live, L-I-V-E, backwards. How many people out there gonna understand that concept? So it is forward to live the opposite of evil. The Kabbalah. The reason why I explained the six protons, six electrons, six neutrons is due to the fact of we have a science when it comes to pure black soot melanin of the stars, of the sky, the black liquid that you see in the space. You feel me? That it comes from not of this planet, this realm, or this density, shall we say. Whatever soot that was cast down from the stars or to this realm house itself to create a vessel and reprocreate itself with itself to create more of itself. Those compounds that I just named to equal the carbon is the reason why the church or the cultured or Anglo-Saxons or those of that nature have regarded bandmanship. I banned this teaching or knowledge of this right here because it was to describe a certain group of people. Now, because I am an African-American, you know, I am not, color is color. Color don't mean shit to me. I go by the soul and how you are, not how you was raised, because you can be raised around fucked up people. Go by the soul. The hatred towards the original sudden man, the pigment carbonated man. We are in a carbonation of people. We are the original melanin. I only say this because this book that was given to me, My new landlord, shout out Miss Janet, shout out her boyfriend Mike, man, I ain't gonna lie, gave me an opportunity, you feel me? And in the middle of discussing this, just the things I do and where I'm headed in life, she brought a book to me, and I wanted to bring a little bit of the teachings and things out the book to my fan base and following due to the fact of I didn't bring out nothing last Sunday. Reason why? Because, man, sometimes I be burnt out on energy regarding the distractions. And what you think you love can distract you from your purpose. And I don't want to keep straying away from my purpose, bro. Because purpose is the reason why we have desire. Desire is the reason why we want to live. Living is the greatest ticket to the show on Earth. Carbon got to do with anything, and what does that describe for us? Why are you explaining the six electrons, the six protons, six neutrons is equaling up to the 12 carbon on the scientific chart when it comes to gases, compounds, liquids, and those things of that nature? In a specific doctrine that we all was raised in, I would say Christianity, Roman Catholic, Baptist, anything of those denominations, we all have the same Judaism background when it comes to learning. how I just described that science of what was cast from the stars down to this realm is the same story describing God's angel himself, the orchestra of music, sound, and frequency. So, I gave you the science of what that character was. All right. So if Satan was the orchestra of frequency and sound, okay, what is frequency again? Vibrations. Vibrations are the densities we live in. All right. All right. Are y'all following? So if Satan was the head of all frequencies, like he was the orchestrator, the MC of it, the master of the ceremony, he got everybody's frequency to change against the frequency of Earth. I mean, God, the most high energy, whatever realm they in of density. Because they said God is on the 12th dimension and we are down here on the 3rd. Hoo-wee. That's, you could be coded in love and never ever leave it. Like, that's a place to be, you know? But what you think of your physical reality, phones and cars and clothes, job, money, none of that would exist. Family, none of that exists. So the concept of that, when I was thinking about it, I'm like, frequency. He ran the frequency waves. God gave him that power. And then in that same story, he got 3/4 of the heavens. 3/4. I call the stars. I want y'all to go for it as the heavens when I'm describing the Christian terms. 3/4 of the heavens to go against him or it. You know what I'm saying? Use terminology, even if I go back to the basic terminology of it. Use the terminology of what I taught or brought to y'all. You got his whole clique, over half of his clique to go against him. So all y'all get kicked out. Go to the 3rd dimension. Little did we know, if frequency is energy, and God gave him the energy, him to the ability to control energy, they mean he gave him the dictatorship of how people interact with each other. Which is why I believe it's a good and a bad angel of the concept of why the devil was placed there. Not the term the devil, because the term devil was just created when a group of our culture people raided Spain. But we ain't gonna go into that conversation. I ain't going to a history lesson. I will kind of go a spiritual lesson right now. Because honestly, I want to take it as everything that's happened in the stars came in human form and walked on human form. That was kind of the fascination of having a Bible. Because if you notice, this is, you always gonna run into that word, you gonna run into what that is, because it's a reason. Listen, bro, the mind blowing. That book I was describing, the Kabbalion, there is never one end game. And this is why I brought Esoteric Talk to the people. There is never one end game. And you never wanna stop learning. So you take all of different cultures and religions, and you have to put them in one pot. Everything that's not supposed to be there will automatically weed itself out. Everything that stays in that thing creates what it is, bro. You're going to get this image of the sun. You're going to get this image of the snakes, the moon, the olive leaves, you're going to see images within images. You're going to see the truth. And ain't going to cap, bro. It's going to blow your mind. Because everything that we thought what was it and what is and what we think love is, hate is, it's not that. It's not that. And even I struggle with that thing because I'm trying to fit in the society of the world. Waking up, going to work, or if you in the streets, cause you gonna make your jug for your real, you know what I'm saying? And you gotta stay. It's for that dollar. That dollar don't mean nothing, bro. Yeah, you can have something, but when you got something, people think more people go interact than certain people go interact with you because you got something, which is true, because those who ain't got nothing, they the scums of the earth. But those people who ain't got nothing, you so, man, listen, they said give up your riches, give up everything and see who fuck with you. Not nobody. Motherfuckers like, why you get your hair cut, Jay? Well, because I like to interact with women. I like the people to look at me. It's interaction of other people. What if other people from your perception of you out your eyes aren't there? What if they are test? Every person, everything, a test. If it is, bro, I failed. But I get a, when the Lord rises again, I get another chance. Can I break down the word Lord? Can I have a teaching moment, y'all? The word Lord in Latin means light of the sky. What is the light of the sky during the day? Ain't that the sun? Oh, when that sun rises up again, bro, I get another chance. If I cut myself yesterday, I get another chance. Because the cut heals over time. You have to take care of it. All diseases are curable. All sickness is healable. All hate can be destroyed. Love is everlasting. Hey, we finna get into the Kabbalion today. I'm finna get into some reruns of the great teachings and metaphysics of Phil Valentine and my great Bobby Hammett. I ain't gonna lie, I try to run from the rod and cut me due to the fact of it can be raw truth, but sometimes I like being preserved because it helps me find balance. I don't put myself all the way out there in a crazy manner. The reason why I mentioned those two people and what I'm talking about now is because Phil Valentine's brings a balance of, he does curse in this teaching, he does, you know, but it's balance. It shows honor sometimes. Bobby Hammett don't give a fuck if you Christian, Islam, Buddha, Vado, you feel me? You still go hear this knowledge and you go hear it the way I want you to get it. I discovered Bobby first when I felt like he was going a lot of different places. I went to Phil, when I first looked at Phil Valentine, I was like, whoa, he reminds me of an Arabian type of guy. He's just real light-skinned black dude. It Bobby, that's a pure-blood black man. You know what I'm saying? But to my listeners, though, I'm finna get into these teachings with y'all. I'm glad y'all tuned in. Voice for Hustle, Esoteric Talk. We in.
Stones with a razor.
My granny near. Home trying to pay the bills.
And they clapping chromes, ain't no slinging here.
And my daddy gone, streets is raising me.
I'm still out back in stones, and this latest shit, pray for him.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or good strategy bad, to offset some of the events or a repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough.
It's not enough slanging this little pot of dust. The green is handy trying to feed our family, but they lock us up.
Feel out of love.
That beef around the corner came and shot us up.
Now we putting people in the mall, stacking boxes up.
Shy body tough.
The crib in the morning, yeah, we got it rough.
And even though we beefing, we still knowing when that product comes.
I gotta run, I'm still that slang white picture. Late night nigga, get it in them late night winners. All my niggas, I remember I'ma drink pipe memories. Pour out the liquor for my niggas, y'all go drink white with me.
We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against the common enemy.
Fuck a relationship, all this money came with this. I'm thinking where my payment went rather than where to take a bitch. I'm sorry to all the women who had to stay and listen. I gotta go out and get it, you not gonna pay these bills. Let alone help me take my children away from the devil itself. Baby mothers acting selfish instead. My baby brother died, police had stepped on the gas. Left my nigga body flying, all his friends left him for dead.
Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate? You should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking it. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how, what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down.
The Kundalini energy, the staff of Tahuti, or like chakra. I just fused it with the Bible again. I can't help it. The staff of Tahuti, for those who don't know, is the stick that Moses had when he stuck it in the water over there in Egypt. I would call it Kemet, but back where they called Egypt, he stuck it in these, the seas turned red and spread. Like, it was just a lot of shit going on. He was fucking with Pharaoh, though, cuz. God, that was a juice, bro. But now he put the stick in the water, and the water rose and separated to the side for the people to walk through. And then when they got the stick from him, it turned into a snake. But when that Set got casted down here in this realm, that energy was turned into a snake. And that snake energy is why the snake is so important in so many different cultures and used in the squiggly line form, even around suns, because the snake was the energy representation of what was given to once God's soldier. We not gonna forget that man was God's soldier. Okay? Even though he got kicked out. I'm not praising this shit, probably to sound crazy as if I was. That's the crazy part about this, because when you go that route to discovering and wanting to learn truth, it brings out this type of vibe, like, ooh, should I want to touch that? Because it's going to make me look like a fucking evil, a fucking Satanist, a punk rock, not even punk rock, because everybody like, oh, that's not punk rock. I'm talking about the gothic, you know, oh, no, bro, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. People who paint their nails black, you know, with the spike bracelet around their neck, spiky hair, leather pants. devil music. Core rock, something like that. Bro, I don't know. You know what I mean? Not even that. Evil. Inhumane. You know what I'm saying? Walking up, moping a nigga. He didn't even do nothing to you. Nobody around him. It's just because you wanted to. It's that type of talk, you know? So, with that being said, with the snake being that representation of what that was, and you line it up with the cultures across the world, you'd be like, wow, what the fuck? What else happened? And then try to cover it up. And who was that y'all? Who was y'all? Who was they? When I describe it, we know who it is. It's raining outside. It, we describing God. That's what that is. But who is they? I was in a conversation. Muggs was like, Jay, you're so by yourself and in tune. Are you like part of the Illuminati or something? The fuck? Illuminati? What is that? Man-made group? Man, this ain't that, bro. This is esoteric. The Illuminati was scary in my eyes of my discovery. Rather than building, they kill, steal, and destroy. Let's talk about this Kundalini. Moses staff of Tahuti, which was the energy. The energy spread at the water. What is water? Water is liquid. Water is emotion. Emotions can spread flame like a flame of wildfire or subtle as the wind. You know? As they walk through the energy walks through the emotion and gets to the freedom of captivity. Egypt means to hold bondage, captive. The soul is located in the anal area of your rectum, where your ass is, because Jesus was born in a manor. A manor is where shit is. That's where a bunch of shit is. That's where a bunch of nasty motherfucking filthy shit and the sheep shitting, the pigs over here shitting. Jesus was tracked through the stars and born in shit. Your soul is in shit. It's in captivity. See, the Bible explains the same story in different stories all over it, because that's why I think that. Hey, Shakespeare did they thing, bro. This is not a religious type. Listen, it's just the fact of when you get to break it down and you like, wow, okay. You ran from this truth that you didn't want to learn just to go play in the world, but you had to go in the world to find out what the gift is you had to bring to the table of this discussion. I think everybody got a gift out here. They grab that gift out here and then they bring it to esoteric talk. What you got to bring to the table? As you sit in flower growth form mode and your kundalini rise from the shit next to your next chapter, the Deuteronomy, which is your diet, how you eat, your stomach. The soul can't rise through the stomach if your diet fucked up. Then once it gets, if your diet good, the soul rises through that. It gets to your heart. Your heart ain't pure. How you gonna get through your voice to speak the truth? If you can't speak the truth, how you gonna get to your third eye, which is in your pineal? which is the dot on the forehead where the cultures of the people of India wear. The pineal gland is inside your head, which is the new heaven, the new Jerusalem, the Are y'all following the metaphor and lineup of each thing I'm saying? They walk through to get their freedom up. Moses guided them in the wilderness for 40 years. That's almost similar to the 40 days, Jesus. But I ain't finna go there. I just told y'all lay the same stories in different... Hey, hold on.
Didn't it rain for 40 days and 40 nights?
Wasn't Jesus in the wilderness for 40 years? Didn't Moses have the people wander in the wilderness for 40 years? It's the same story told over to you a million times the same way, but it's different. When you discover that truth, it make you look at life around you like, man, this is all like a magnet. And it's like you wanted to be a part of the magnetic ride. So, what if I was to told you if you studied the stars, it'll tell you exactly how you gonna move. Because you are made of liquid vessel that we call blood or think nasty or death thinking is scary or life thinking is real. What if none of this stuff is what? Boy, I feel like a computer that's finna crash. Let me go to a commercial break, baby, because it's getting deep. Esoteric Talk, baby. Voice of a Hustler podcast. Y'all heard it here. I want to bring light to a couple of Hermetic teachings. And the reason why, because it is not to enunciate any philosophies or doctrines, but just to give truth to y'all. This ain't here to discourage nobody. You don't want to be the type of person that creates an occult of things. This is why I want those who are listening across the world to me to broadcast your views and knowledge to the people on my show, because I appreciate y'all. I appreciate knowledge, bro, because it's the knowledge keep me running in the morning, bro. Like, I go running into the gym and shit. And I don't listen to music. I be listening to things that make me wanna grow. I want somebody that's gonna grow with me. I want my kids to grow in that matter. I'm doing this all wrong and personal due to the fact of not the show of knowledge teaching, but in life of around us, when these mics cut off, these lights cut off, and it's just you. Ain't nobody perfect. We all have our desires, but to strive to be perfect is to gain knowledge and do what you know. Because when you don't, you are now faulted for that. I think I know the truth. Ooh, I think I want y'all to listen to this one freestyle by Lil Wayne and his brother. You know. The Hermetic philosophy. From old Egypt have come the fundamental esoteric and occult teachings, which have so strongly influenced the philosophies of all races, nations, and people for several thousands of years. Egypt, the home of the pyramids and the Sphinx, was the birthplace of the hidden wisdom and mystic teachings. From her secret doctrines, all nations borrowed from her secret doctrines. Maat is a feminine energy placement, you know, where wasn't the man that just stood up front in the monarchy. You also had the woman right there besides him. But submission is also needed. I ain't gonna get it today. India, Persia, Chaldea, Medea, China, Japan, Assyria, ancient Greece and Rome, and other ancient companies partook liberally at the Feast of Knowledge, which the Hierophants and the masters of the lands of Isis so freely provided for those who came prepared to partake in the great store mystery system, bruh. I've been preaching this before I even start reading this. Before I even get into coming here on Earth to get to where we at with that book, I have to go back to the stars. Because I know where, I think I can tell y'all where the people, even myself, I could tell you where Egypt comes from. I could tell you where we come from. My bloodline may have been here to create more of the bloodline and keep the bloodline going, you know. But I could tell you where I come from. We come from another star system. I'm going to need y'all to go back in the early episodes of this season to really grasp what I'm talking about. Because, boy. Gotta grasp it. In this point of view of esoteric, which is why I'm gonna probably start with some early on of that early melatonin coming in here. We gonna go back. What's out there in the melatonin land of that frequency that floats in that liquid? How I know to the stars and the planets and things of that nature is floating in black liquid, the black seas above. Because when you look at these things, it has a ripple effect. I ain't gonna tell you where the ripples effect come from, because I just told you where they come from. Look through the telescope. There you're gonna see a little ripple. The firmaments will tell you that the waters were separated above and below. Life is a perception, and we want to fall in love. We want to be loved, but people want things that they could have, but they just got to know better to walk forward. Do you know better? This is, it's making me sit here and think during this interview. I'm sorry for the awkward pauses, because I'm thinking about what if life was upside down? Because I'm looking at the sky like, what if they thought the sky was like an ocean? And they think the clouds is floating in the water. So they tried to build planes to go up there and float with it. Which you can. You know, you can float in space. That's why you got to go listen to these past episodes. I think it's right I go through the book. Because I've been there. Y'all just got to go back. All right. The wisdom of the caution is apparent of all students of history. The ancient occultism of India and Persia degenerated and was largely lost owing to the fact that the teachers became priests and so mixed theology with philosophy, the result being that the occultism of India and Persia would have been gradually lost in the midst of mass religion, superstition, cult, creed, gods. So it was the ancient Greece and Rome. So it was with the Hermetic teachings of Gnostics and early Christians, which were lost in the time of Constantine, whose iron hands smothered philosophy with the blanket of theology, losing to the Christian church that which was its very essence and spirit, and causing it to grow throughout several centuries before it found its way back to its ancient faith. The indication apparent to all careful observers in the 20th century being that the church is now struggling to get back to its ancient mystic teachings. Now, the reason why probably I had these awkward pauses is because I'm just thinking about me starting this show, y'all. And you know how I started and I said something ain't right. I think something being hidden. Because I got a book I'm writing and it's coming out this winter, you know. I just want to tell people, like, bruh, why the fuck is they doing this to us? Whoever Constantine was, which I'm finna go do some history research on this young man. When you try to smother a blanket on not only just a group of people, we ain't talking about slavery. That's damn near the whole entire world, bruh. You on some Genghis Khan shit. Yeah, if y'all know who he is, look him up, bro. Probably got 12% of his DNA in your blood. A lot of my energy is going to the wrong things. Money, cars, clothes, house. That's because that's the young person's mind thinking, people. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm bringing a little comedy to the show. But nah, you gotta focus your energy on those things of the ancients. Because, again, we think they were slow. And they really wasn't. They really wasn't. These men was doing and women was doing their thing back then, bruh. You got to understand, it's a different ball game when you're dealing with these type of... when you're dealing with this type of knowledge. Oh, man. But amongst the great masters of Egypt, there once dwelt one of whom masters held at the masters of masters. This man, if man, indeed he was, dwelt in Egypt in this early days. He was known as Hermes Trismegistus. He was the father of occult wisdom and the founder of astrology, the discoverer of alchemy. Oh, wow. Did you guys know that? I did not know that, bruh. The details of his life story are lost to history owing to the lapse of the years, though several of the ancient countries disputed with each other in their claims to honor of having furnished his birthplace. And this thousands of years ago, the date of sojourn in Egypt and that his last incarnation on this planet is not now known, but it has been fixed at early days of the oldest dynasties of Egypt, long before the days of Moses. Bro, what the fuck? Whoa! Miss Janet and Mr. Mike, thank y'all, bro. What the fuck? The best authorities regard him as the contemporary of Abraham, and some of the Jewish traditions go so far as to claim that Abraham acquired a portion of his mystic knowledge from Hermes himself. Okay, this is page 3. When I say Hermetic teachings, Hermes, and that's why they incorporated his name. Is Hermetic one of the fallen angels or original children of the stars to bring a teaching? Because just guessing wouldn't get you this far. You had to really go out here and acquire everybody's knowledge. It makes you think. Astrology was here before the days of Moses. Okay? That's what it was just speaking of. This is the Kabbalion. The Kabbalion. Make sure y'all go check out John Michael Greer. Alright? Jeremy P. Tarcher. Always take in the cultures that you were raised in to see who was trying to really take over a masses of people to get them to think a way they shouldn't be thinking and moving. This is Esoteric Talk.
I figured if I rhyme, I could bottle within all these feelings that society just cover my sins. A mixture in a pie, which got all of them listening. All these women think I'm hot, I will fornicate bitches. I'm caught in the karmic love cycle from a past life. Knowing that love can come around from your last life. On and off, but what's in front you won't last right. See that you stand the same. The lady, tell me how you can't see that even the weather could change. How you leaving the wet and the rain? I don't let it faze me with the infidelity games. You know you have a past life. Some souls are new, but some souls have been here millions of years. Some thousands. Have you been here before? Are you making the same mistake twice in this lifetime that you made in your past? Voice of awesome. Many who wonder why I let the past hurt. Energy never dies, it just transfers. I'm living amongst the wise on this land here. Most of these women, they want a guy that can cash jerk. You in a relationship, give you proper respect, the boundaries. Got problems, don't confide in the next. Cause I found to see that if you is and it's the opposite most sex. Most likely who you end up with when you go and drop where you at. But if you open, be open. I like to get kinky too, and if you notice, I notice. I like to have through some boo, she got approachable focus. As long as we speak the truth, we can't allow where we going. Fuck all that cheating, boo, my dick is stroking emotion. And I'm trying to see them juices. And just open the ocean, cope with your doses. Too much can overly hold. I'm acting like you ain't do nothing. You know what you're knowing. What is a karmic relationship? One of the first relationships that we often get into is a karmic relationship. These relationships often come like a swift storm. They are not meant to last, but the impact can leave a quite substantial stain on your life. Karmic partners are sent to our lives as lessons we did not get to learn from our previous lifetime before. They will mimic the issues that we had in past until we are able to resolve them. After our souls have seen untied from their unfinished business, the relationship is over. The main purpose of a karmic relationship is to change us into a better person and then disappear. No karmic relationship will ever work.
Charles Darwin was discovered to be a part of a secret society during the times of the evolution theory, which is also during the time of the bringing of the actual globe. I never understood the ape theory behind man and his creation, because if man's evolution was to be what Charles Darwin theories was, then why isn't the ape evolving now? I'm gonna tell you why. I believe it was to cover up a truth of what the true melanated being was and what the original carbonated man was. And I ain't gonna lie, it resorts back to what you would call a black man. The pure melanin source of these teachings come from a lot of Hermetic teachings before the time of Moses, like we just discovered. Not discovered, but, you know, researched and made aware. But all I can say is, when it's coming to the truth and bringing it to the light, you, like I told you, you're going to bring all these different sources of information into one weeding basket. And then you go lift that basket up out that water and let all the other bullshit fall out. The truth go stay in the basket. You know, so discovering that Charles Darwin wasn't a secret society, we'll only let you know that we can't take only the information that's given. So even if I'm giving you these informations, I need you to also do your research behind it. Just so you know, I ain't lying to you, because I ain't got shit to lie to you about, you know. And I also want to thank everybody for understanding that what I'm bringing is like, it's different. Because most people are stuck in their ways. The design system of how America was placed for the educational system was to have us stuck in our ways, which is why I see a lot of countries don't like this. But you see that the pure melanated being has always been at the bottom of the totem pole. Because being the original man, being the original melanated star seed will make any other thing jealous. Which I need them to understand, even when their original source was planting her and they other races came, you got to understand, like, they wasn't coming from pure carbon. They were like genetically modified from their source. So say for instance, we got like the pig. The pig is a genetically modified animal. It comes from the hog. The hog is the original of that. So let's say the Japanese man or the Caucasian or let me see, any of the Eastern high complexion, when you know it's really not, you know, even Russians, they come from their original source, but it was genetically modified. Because if I break down the word of Caucasian, the word Caucasian is broken down. The reason why it's like that, Caucasus comes from the word Caucasus Mountains. Caucasus Mountain. Caucasus is a dead flesh. Asian comes from the word Asiatic. The original Asiatic people are dark-skinned people. So if you have a Caucasian, you have a dead flesh Asiatic. Why are they have a dead flesh? Because it does lack a source of, I don't want to say melanin, neuromelanin, but carbon. So the protection of the Lord is rejuvenated amongst the people who have the carbon. Those who don't have the carbon, the Lord shall bring fire and burn. It doesn't feel great. So it has to have a protection over that, a cream, a coating.
sunscreen. When I say the Lord, you got to understand, I'm not talking, listen, we ain't speaking the allegory no more. We gonna speak the truth, the light of the sky, the sun, okay? So, talking about melanin draws back to the sun because it's activated by that. And when you are placed in a dark room during sleep, it's activated by that. That's why it's good to turn off all technologies. And when you're asleep, it's good to sleep in a pitch black room. Trying to...